Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig, sitting alongside Greg as usual, and we are here as usual to resource you. And a lot of times we want to try to get you thinking about something that maybe you haven't thought about before. And so we want you to think about some of the people on your team that you have hired or you are thinking about promoting. What goes into that? And I think, Greg, as we were kind of dialoguing, there's really two kind of broad categories. They're not the only thing that people think about when they're going to hire somebody or promote somebody. But we kind of boiled it down to two. Why don't you share those?
Well, I think the debate is, you know, is leadership or is a key teammate, are they skilled or do they have a really good will to win? And I think we'll debate for the next 7 hours. Totally kidding, won't be 7 hours. But what comes first? Does one challenge the other? Does one trump the other? Does one complement the other?
Right.
So to me, skills, let's just hang around that one for a bit. Traits, strengths, skills, we're kind of interchangeable, different than behaviors, but you know, the skills. What's one that you felt, oh, this is so easy for you as a leader? Because sometimes you made leadership look easy to the rest of us. Huh. Like, okay, whatever, buddy, stop showing off. But what skill would you say this was one that was pretty natural that you had?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, and this, you know, and that's why when you shared these thoughts, what made me kind of like really ponder them was because I think that a couple of skills that I would say that I have weren't skills that were naturally very, they didn't come real natural to me.
Oh.
I had to put the will into making it a skill. So like for me, you know, in our previous episode, we talked about this idea of planning and spontaneity.
Yeah.
And I tend to be I can just go, hey, let's switch here and not listen to the planning. Mm-hmm. For me to slow down to listen to what the other people mm-hmm. say has become a huge thing for me, but it's not natural to me. So I had to have a little bit of like, it became a skill because I put the will into it.
Well, but throw these notes away. I think that's why it's such a great debate.
Yes.
You know, like you're hiring another top shelf C-level person in your organization. What are you looking for?
Right.
You know, that, and I don't want to use another word, but like it factor, you know, is kind of, that's the will, like, he's going to find a way. She is so determined, you know.
Right.
The skill part is okay, but she can also do the job.
Right.
Or she's developing that skill. And I think sometimes we'd kind of do this. Does he have the skill? I don't think so. He's got some will, but I don't know if he can overcome the skill. Well, how do we know?
Right.
And you grew in an area where you're like, it wasn't natural. I didn't want to slow down. I didn't want to ask everybody how they're doing. I just want to go and, you know, and be productive, achieve. And
let's be clear here when we're talking about this. We're not talking about like hiring somebody to fly the corporate jet that doesn't have piloting skill. We're not talking about that. Okay.
That's good. Yeah,
so we are talking about, you know, skills that could be a little bit more like we could slide it into this position.
Sure.
or this position.
Yeah.
And you know, you asked the question kind of right up front, like which comes first? And I don't know that there necessarily is, because I've hired some skilled people that because they didn't have the will to follow through, if their skill got taxed or got pushed a little bit, then they went, I'm out. I'm done. I can't do anything. And then I've had some people that with sheer willpower, they've tried to go into an area that they haven't been skilled and like, okay, I applaud your effort, but you don't know what you're doing in that area. So there is that, like, I think that they have to support each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we as leaders at times are going to have to say, I love the go-getter part, but slow down for a little bit because you need to learn a skill in order to go along with that. And sometimes we're going to say, boy, you got a great skill, but why are you stopping short if you just push a little bit more?
Right.
You know, yeah. So we need it both ways.
We'll go through a couple fun skills that we've watched in others, you know, or like saw, oh boy, they're off the chart.
Yeah.
But I think skills come in two packages. One is innate and one is learned.
Sure.
And you spoke of one you had to learn.
Yep.
When you were hiring someone to be a key person around the table or in the office, or what was one skill that you love to see? I know it varies by the position.
Sure.
But skill, not so much, you know, can they do math and be an accountant, but, you know, are they strategic with their budget? That would be an example. So what would be a skill you loved?
That's one of that idea of strategic or creative or outside of the box, you know. So I like seeing when maybe I was looking at somebody's resume and saying, boy, what you're telling me that you did, I know that organization, and you were kind of, you took the job description and you went off the page with that one. You were doing your job, but you did some other things as well.
Yeah.
Or you took on, you started volunteering over here while you were still getting paid here. Mm-hmm. I liked seeing that kind of like, I'm not just going to be, this is my job. Mm-hmm. I punch in at this time. I punch out at this time. And while I'm here, I just do this.
Yeah.
I didn't like that kind of skill. I liked the one that when people said, I'm going to stretch.
Yeah. I think depending on the position, and certainly depending on the organization, what's the function of the organization, purpose, sometimes will is so enjoyable to find because someone's not going to give up. They're not going to give up hope.
Right.
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 They're not going to give up on the plan.
Right.
They're actually maybe willing to put a little extra time in. So I think if I was going to pick one for me, I think will is more important to me. That kind of comes into what we'll talk about in a few minutes. It's, you know, we've kind of got an epidemic of quitting going on in society.
Yep.
And that's sort of either a lack of will or a lack of courage or a lack of bravery, whatever words you want to interchange, but we'll go with will. I think will can help us build a skill.
Sure.
But a skill does not guarantee will.
Absolutely not.
That right. would be my play for you. That's my position. You've answered it even better than mine. But I think the will part is you just can't
right.
coach that. Let's use a sports analogy. You know, Barry Sanders was an amazing running back for the Lions. Unfortunately, he didn't get to go on and win a Super Bowl. But I think his will was so important. Like, he just came to play.
Right.
His skill was innate. The coach had no credit given to him for his Barry Sanders skill. He was just a man among boys with speed and cutting on the corners. But his will was something that you really, like, he's not going to give up. We're going to beat the Packers. The skill was already there.
Well, so, and you think about his position, too, in, you know, the thousands of yards that he rushed didn't all come just like, easy, like he got it all, you know, he would get tackled for a 4-yard loss and he wasn't up yelling at his linemen or what. He just said, all right, next down, I'm going to, you know, it's another down. And that was where you saw the will push his skill farther. But you're right. I think that a lot of people, their skill only takes them so far.
True.
They run into an obstacle. And then they go, oh, this seems hard now. This, you know, it's not fun anymore. And they don't have the will to stick with it.
Push through, whatever. Yeah. I don't know what coach gets credit for this. Probably one that I had, and I'm embarrassed to not be able to give credit to the person. But I think his comment really caught me, and that's kind of where I get to the skill part. I'd rather have 5 basketball players who have hustle versus a bunch of prima donnas that won't, but they have a lot of talent. Mm-hmm. It'd be much more fun to coach the hustle, the will group.
Yep.
And he did have good talent through the years, but I remember him just saying, I'd rather have 5 people that hustle, that will, that just, they're just not going to quit. And, we're down by 12, big deal.
Yep.
We got time on the clock.
Right.
You know, a skilled person's like, well, I don't know if I have all the, you know, I can't know if I can come back and win it, you know. And so I think the will part I really like, but there is an edge to it on being stubborn or close-minded. Like, so you ran into that wall for the 4th time. I think you should try the door, you know, that kind of a thing. But will maybe has a little bit of a rough edge to it, you know, like.
Sure. Well, the way I've heard it said, and again, I don't know who said it. I can't give the credit either, but it was that the talent you know, or the will is always going to beat hard work when the person is, the other person is not willing to put in the hard work. Yeah. So, you know, when you say, okay, I got a certain amount of talent, and then there's a lot of people that go, you know, things came so easy for me early on, but then when I got to these upper levels, so like in sports, you get to a higher level, or in an organization, you get promoted to a different position, and all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute, now my talent doesn't, by itself, doesn't take me as far. Now I've got to put in the extra work. Then that's when you start seeing the separator, because now all of a sudden this person over here who didn't have as much talent but is willing to put in the hard work, now they go past them. So that's why I think that sometimes as you go higher in an organization or somebody takes on more responsibility, that's where you start seeing, oh, okay, now we see it coming out.
You're very determined. I've competed against you. I prefer to compete with you.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, yes. there's a dig deep element to you. Kind of down, you're down a couple points. Pick up basketball. I know you played this morning at the gym. You dig deep and you're like, we're going to come back. What is that trigger?
I don't know.
You need an answer. We're going to get one out of Craig.
So, listen, this is the only thing that I can tell you. I know there were times that you and I would be playing together, which was I as well much prefer that. And there was one time, I remember the very first time that this happened, where we're backpedaling back down the court, and you just looked over at me and he just went like this. And I didn't know what that meant. I was like going, what? Why are you giving me that? And then when you finally got by me at one point, you said, we got to take it up a notch. And I was like, I don't know how to do that. Hmm. And you really, then you led by example. You showed me how to do that. For me though, a lot of times I don't know how to flip that switch necessarily, but I can tell when it flips, because all of a sudden everything, I just go, and I'm just focused on, all right, I got it. I'm not thinking about the other stuff.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I remember my dad used to say when I was little, he goes, you just put your head down, not down like this, but I'm going to go get it.
Yeah.
So that you put your head down. He could tell as a dad, and I might've been, you know, 5 or 6 playing T-ball or rocket football, whatever. Yeah. You just put your head down.
Yeah. Or the game face.
And I think, you know, in business or in organizations, that's a challenge, because sometimes I can get, you know, I can put my head down and I'm like, okay, but I'm not paying attention to anybody on my team. I'm just going to put my head down. But interesting, many followed because they realize that you're clicking into gears. As a leader, sometimes we have to go chase that lost sheep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you put your head down.
Yep.
No. I'm not going to let the organization beat you up. We're going to do this together. We're going to fix it.
Yep.
And that's a little bit of a will, right?
Like, absolutely.
I'm going to join that person, even though maybe this messed up or they messed up or whatever, or didn't give them enough resources to win. No. We're going to do this together. I think that is a will that is hard to find, because it's so easy to do this.
Yep.
You know, just blame.
Yeah. Or just like, well, if they're not gonna, then I'm done. You know.
If you were going to say top 3 skills, you're going to talk to young entrepreneurs who are listening. You know, younger people that are still they're going to find their place in life for sure, because they got will. But what would be a skill or 2 or 3 you would say, these are ones I would recommend you really pray about, work on, maybe get a coach? What would be a skill to be another leader at the point of time?
Well, I really like the what you said, that, you know, I think you've got a keynote on grit, you know, on that will to stick with it. But to stick with what? I think that one of the skills that I would really stress for people is to be a lifelong learner. Get to a spot where you say, I learn it all. I know it all, or I don't need to learn anything else. Learn other things and expand your horizons in your learning. That's going to help you with the will to go the other thing. I think the other one is to listen, develop listening skills. Mm-hmm. Don't be so quick to start giving your opinion, but ask people, what do you think? And listen mm-hmm. to what they really want. And I think that the third one that I still struggle with is being willing to ask for help. To say, I have
could
hit.
Could you just stick with the first two?
I've hit this spot. I can't go anywhere else. Okay, who can help me? Who could I ask mm-hmm. to help me? As opposed to, like you were saying earlier, well, you've hit the wall again. Well, maybe because it looks like it's a door, or I think that I can move through that wall.
Right.
So let me stop now. Who can help yeah. me find the door? Who can help me find how to? So I think that those were the big ones that if I was especially like to look back and coach myself, you know, mm-hmm. 30 years ago, that's what I'd say. Keep on learning, listen, develop the listening skills, and be willing to ask for help.
Okay, that's it for the podcast. Those are that's a great three. I'm going to add one just for challenge aspects. I think humility. Very easy to follow a leader who's humble.
Yes.
Kind of tough to follow the person who's a stinker.
Right.
You know, like, so you run the world? Wow, I don't even know you need me, you know. Yeah, yeah.
We're not worthy.
Great Grand Pooh by Flintstones, right, whatever it was. I don't know. Yeah. I think that's a humility, and it's no one talks about it. I mean, no one. It's, right. And I had a person call me the other day, and he was very complimentary. He goes, you know, you were my first sports idol as a kid. Well, I ruined that one for you, didn't I? He laughs. He goes, why you say that? And I go, because there are many. There are all kinds, you know. And he goes, maybe that's why I liked you.
No.
Because you weren't full of it.
No.
And I think as a leader, we have to kind of put it out there. We make mistakes, you know. Right. We're not impervious. We're not perfect, you know. We're going to learn, which is, you know, you're number one on their skills. Thanks for showing off. I think humility. Maybe another one potentially is and I don't want to say this, if you're not this, it's not good, but the mindset of positivity. It's very attractive to people.
Well, I think even if you're not naturally wired that way, you can develop that. You can learn that.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, you think about like that's an innate strength. Okay, that's what you got. God gave me different ones.
Right.
And that's what I love about what you have. And I love what God gave to me. I'm not going to avoid it. But I think the skill of that, I think maybe, you know, being humble is one, but positive, it's just so attractive. I mean, my son's teaching at a local school, and his birthday was a few days ago. And a student, a guy student, a hockey player, my son doesn't even coach hockey, you know, and he wrote him a one-page, 24-line white page with the lines in it with a little, you know, three holes and pulled it out of his notebook and wrote a note to my son for his birthday, more about his influence. And I thought, this 17-year-old kid gets it.
Yeah.
He's humble and obviously positive. Like, I saw what you did for us. Oh. Really? I wanted to meet this kid.
Yeah.
So I think positivity, debate that.
Yeah. I agree. Well, but you know, and I think that one of the things that I've kind of sensed as we talk about this is that for some people, they might have that innate skill. And for other people, they have the will to start learning or acquiring that skill. And I think that we as like leaders or coaches or mentors with those people, we can help them identify that. We can say, you know, you have this skill, but your will is holding you back. Or I like the will that I see there, but you need to learn the skill to go with it. I think that we can help point that out to some people. Maybe why you're feeling frustrated is because you're lacking one of these two things. I see you with one, but not the other.
Right.
And either one of those things will make people frustrated. You know,
we've hit the hammer on the nail of skill a little bit. Can you work on will?
Yeah, I think.
What's your thought?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a part of, like, again, a coach saying, or you know, maybe sometimes you even have to coach yourself. You have to say it to yourself. Can I go a little bit farther this time than I went last time? Yeah. I threw in the towel there. Can I go just a little bit farther? Can I you know, push just a little bit more on that? I think the willpower can be expanded just like a skill can be expanded. It's still a muscle, you know, you just gotta develop
it. And some might take restraint on the willpower, like to quit. Herm Edwards was a NFL coach. He's in a booth now. I'm not sure which show, maybe Fox. And I heard him say something about 6 months ago regarding the NCAA and the NIL. And he goes, "We're teaching our kids to quit." Mm. And I thought, "Oh, I got to hear where he's going with this." So you're the backup quarterback, three removed from playing. You don't even have a clipboard. I won't tell what university, but this player comes into his coach and goes, "I need $100,000 NIL or I'm transferring." And the coach goes, where am I going to come up with $100,000 to give a four-string quarterback?"
Right.
Give me your locker keys. I mean, you're going to go. And we're teaching them to quit versus developing the will to say, "I'm going to stick in this. I love the school. You know, I love the mascot. I love the story. I love our division, who we play. Even though I'm not playing, I want to be on this team."
Yep.
And I think that's something for us as leaders. We can't promote quitting.
Right.
And that's where I kind of think the will is pretty heavy. Like I've unfortunately been around a lot of talented people, a pretty high percent, unfortunately, from my observation, didn't have the willpower.
Yeah.
They were very gifted.
Yep.
Gifted people, actually, you know, men and women, like very gifted, but okay, so you're going to quit again, or you're not going to apply yourself, or you only went so far and you settled.
Yep.
It's sort of discouraging as leaders. What do we do with that?
Yep. I you know, we can resource as much as we possibly can, but ultimately they have to make the decision.
True.
You know, we could send them to all these classes to learn a skill and they can check out. We can keep on pushing them to, you know, have a little bit more grit, a little bit more staying power, and they could go, "Nope, I'm just not willing to go to that spot." So all we can do as leaders is resource them. And it's, you know, you got to...
Their choice.
It's got to be their choice.
I do think if we have a huddle, a tribe, a group, you know, sometimes it's a little bit of peer pressure. Well, Billy kept going.
Right.
Mary did the whole circuit in 2 minutes. Holy smokes. You know, I'm using bad examples for business, but I think for us, sometimes we can actually set the bar or the pace.
Yep.
And they're like, "Well, Craig, you didn't give up. Maybe I shouldn't give up. My tendency is very towards quitting or, you know, giving in or stopping." One quick quote before we wrap up. "One of the most common causes of failure is the habit of quitting, or the lack of will, when one is overtaken by temporary defeat." I thought that was brilliant. I actually wrote that. Yeah. And I'm just teasing you. It wasn't that brilliant. But I thought, temporary defeat, I hate that feeling. Quite honestly, leaders, I hate defeat.
Right.
Like, I don't have to win at all costs, but I'm definitely going to give it all. And you've seen that at most times in my life, not every time, but... I think that quitting part is something really to fight.
Right.
And if we as a leader have a culture of not quitting, now we're going to recruit people who are skilled.
Yep. And they're going to be attracted to you. People that do want that.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think the debate of skill will is, you know, we've heard it before with other people. It's, you know, "Oh, he'd be great in sales." Why? Because he talks too much? I mean, no, you have to listen.
Right.
You have to problem solve and put out fires. And, you know, I just think the will part is if we can gut check and then be around others. So our coaching page on our website actually has a bunch of coaches that we've vetted, and they each have little spaces of niche or their favorites or their specialty or expertise or guru. And we'd love to make sure that we can match up whether you have a need or maybe you find something that you've seen on our website, but check it out.
Yeah, well, fill out that form on there because it might be maybe you need the help just in your own life, but you might even say, "I've got a teammate and I don't know, I'm struggling with this.
Yeah.
Do they need more skills? Do they need a push in the more willpower?" That's what we want to help you out with. So fill out the form. We'll get back to you. We'll let you know Maybe there's a coach on our team that we can hook you up with. Maybe there's somebody else that we need to introduce you to, but we want to be that resource for you. So as a part of being a resource to you, if you've got questions about either this episode, or maybe you say, hey, I've got a question I'd like you to address in an upcoming episode, reach out to us on X at Maximize Podcast, or right here on this podcast that you're watching or listening to, just leave a comment on there for us. And we would love to be able to take that into consideration and share those resources with you coming up. That's what we're here for, to resource you. When you get better, your team gets better. When your team gets better, a whole lot of other things get better as well. And that's what we want to try to do. So stick around. We got more content that's coming up real soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of The Craig and Greg Show.